Nashville, stop what you're doing. Listen to me very closely. This is Kevin Whalum, local jazz artist, telling you, imploring you, to listen to Sharon Kay with What's the 411. If you do not, trust me, she will put you in a headlock. I speak from experience.
You're so silly, man. And I guess he's no longer local. He's worldwide. Okay, I mean, you know, we might as well step you up now.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't put him in the headlock, but I wouldn't hug him because I hadn't seen him in a long time. Anyway, because he's worldwide, he's global. Anyway, what's up, Nashville? How are all the lovely, and I do mean lovely people? We're so happy to have you with us today on this hot, beautiful Wednesday afternoon. And you know, the calendar says October 2nd is what it says, but it feels like July 2nd. I mean, you know, it's like we're waiting for the seasons to change, but as of this minute, I know, since we're holding your breath, because it doesn't look as though today's the day for that. Anyway, welcome to the month of October. And so for all the Libras who started a week or so ago, I know y'all are already whooping and kicking it. I already know. And I'm going to have to catch up with y'all next week. So I'm saying, because I know everybody I know who's a Libra's already informed me. My birthday. I'm like, actually, you know what it's like to have four birthdays in the family in one week?
Wow.
I mean, it just is like, okay, y'all, calm down. It's okay. Calm down. And just nonstop cake and gifts. Yeah. I'm like, enough. All right, I'm broke. Anyway, it's a Wednesday, moving fast at the speed of sound. As usual, we have news from the community. And going to get the update on the International Black Film Festival, as well as talk a few minutes about the 48-hour Radiothon, which actually comes up this weekend. And I am getting, like, hyperter, and it's exciting time. And if you've never, you know, listened or participated or done anything, like, I didn't even know y'all did that. Wake up. Wake up. And turn on your radio and go online, do whatever you need to do. Then also this hour, we're going to get our traffic report. Commander Chuck will be with us. And now let's get our news from the community. And later on in the hour, Dr. Donna Perillo will be talking about losing pounds and inches, and that's what's up. precisely what's up for so many people. There is a lovely event that is hosted here and created in Nashville by the International Black Film Festival organization, and they host a lovely film festival from well over 12, 13 years now. And it's that time of year. I always know when it is because it's the same weekend or around the same time as our Radiothon. And Miss Moshiri Holmes-Jones owner or do you call yourself curator, chief curator? What do you call yourself? Moshiri? Hello? Are you there? Oh, okay. All right. Who is this I'm supposed to be talking to? I thought it was somebody from the International Black Film Festival. Is it?
You do.
Oh, okay. Who is this?
You got Hazel. My colleague, how you doing?
I'm
Hazel
well.
Jordan Smith.
Hey, so I didn't know I was going to have you. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing great. You sounding wonderful.
Well, you know. That's my energizer. You know, I have to tell myself every day, you know, that's what's going to keep my black from cracking, baby. I have to tell myself that every day because I'm trying to stay beautiful as y'all are, and your daughters are beautiful, and you are, and everything else. This is
thank you. Ingrid is here. Ingrid is here with me as well today.
Hi, sweetie. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, my God.
Your voice.
Oh, yours too. I got the Hazel Joyner Smith with me. Oh, Lord.
And listen,
uh-huh.
We're so happy to be associated with Moshiri. Because she is just excellent. I'm
yes.
telling you, she
yes,
is the PR a rabbit for us.
Yes.
I mean, she gets things done and she keeps on moving.
Yes, Lord. And that's how you got to do it. That's for sure. Now, Hazel, this
yeah.
is, I was just saying, like, this is 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th. Which one, what year is this?
It's the 14th year.
Oh, my. Now, see, that's how I keep up.
You were right on time.
Because your first year of that festival was our first year of the Radiothon, and it's
that's
the
right,
same time
right.
frame. So every year I feel y'all, even if I... yes, Lord, I do. I'm like, I know what they're going through, Lord.
Exactly.
Now, Hazel, since you are the creator and the definitely the commander in chief of the project, could you just give like a capsule for people that are new to this region? That, you know, we have a lot of newbies here that don't know a lot of the traditional things that our community does. Could you just give like maybe like 45, 60 seconds on what the festival's history has been?
Well, we officially started in the city of Nashville, I think around 2006. We actually started 2005, but our paperwork came in 2006. And we are here to offer a platform for communities that have been underserved to showcase their work, especially those in that have desires in the film industry, music, TV, around gaming, and all of those things that help put together a festival. And so Nashville is ripe and ready for that. We have young people who are very, very talented and ready to get into this industry. We're only 3 hours away from what is now fast becoming the movie capital of the South, and that's Atlanta. And Atlanta can't hold it all.
Mm-hmm.
So Nashville is paused and ready to take up any slack and to take over if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
We have four HBCUs in this area, which is not many cities can say that. And we have a community full of creative people who are ready to step into the industry. And so with our 14 years of experience, we've been able to nurture the community and bring in talent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Definitely mm-hmm. you have. And every year it's different talent that you bring up to the stage and to the screens and just keep the discussion going to show that our community is viable. We don't just buy tickets, we make decisions. And that's one of the
All
things.
Right.
I love that part of what you do because, you know, with the workshops that are included and the discussions and everything, it just brings us up to a higher level in the industry.
And thank you so much for saying that, Sharon. Not many people recognize that. That's exactly what we are all about in terms of making sure that we are not only aware that we are ready to participate in mm-hmm. whatever way we choose into the industry in a knowledgeable way. So that's our goal. The education piece is critical mm-hmm. to everything that we do. Into every movie, we try to bring the producer, the director, the writer, mm-hmm. and the talent. We were told a long time ago, Hazel, you cannot forget the writer and the director. Without us, mm-hmm. there's no need for the actor.
That's so right.
So we learned to try to put together a kind of knowledge-based programming mm-hmm. that will let people see the full picture
yes.
from beginning to the end.
Yeah.
And beyond that, now I've made my picture, I've got it done. What do I do next? That goes to studio executives uh-huh. and to distribution companies so we can get it out around the world.
Absolutely. Well, and it's also, Ingrid, I know for you to be, in the age demo you're in and to see the pieces come together the way they have, it must be encouraging because you and your sister have been there as your mama's left and right wings. And
that's right.
I know. See, I got daughters. I know.
You do. Yeah. You really do.
I do, and I work them like pack mules, so they know.
And
Hazel, everything I have, and my oldest daughter, she better be glad she lives in Georgia, or else she would be here this weekend just like my other one is, and they know. That's how you
roll. That's right. That's right.
For you, Ingrid. Now you know, Ingrid. You know your mom ain't never gonna forget this conversation. You know that, right? Ingrid, for you, what kind of focus have you tried to keep? Because your mother has hers focus, but for you, what's your thought?
Well, Sharon, to be honest, you know, she's still my mama, and I got to do what she tells me to do. And that's first and foremost.
Yeah.
I don't care how old you are, that never goes away.
I know that's right.
But then secondly, you know, I really work the logistics behind the festival and make sure uh-huh. that all of the business ends of things, you know, work well and that the programming meets the needs of what, you know, people are looking for and, really helping to execute my mother's vision. You know, she'll wake up at 3:00 in the morning mm-hmm. and call me and say, Ingrid, I got an idea.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I do. Too.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's really just about, helping her to bring her vision to life and, using the resources and the knowledge that I have because I'm in the technology industry. I just opened up my tech company. So uh-huh. merging, you know, making sure that we as a people and we as a community are aware of how technology is absolutely impacting everything we're doing and for content creators as well.
Sure.
So,
sure.
Yeah. So just, you know, making sure we stay up on the times in reference to, you know, how the world is changing and shifting. And, you know, just making sure people have a great experience at the film festival.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're relationship people, Sharon. So, I mean, the industry can be a cold and jaded place.
Oh,
but,
yes.
You know, we're about relationships and we can't help but treat people like family, even to our detriment sometimes. Mm-hmm. But that's what's really important for us. And that's what kind of sets us apart from, you know, a lot of other places that are very heavily industry based.
Yes.
There's an intimate feeling of hospitality and a welcoming feeling that is our staple and that we'll never, you know, never get rid of. So we just try to make sure that experience is felt throughout the festival.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful thing. Now, Hazel, I'll start with you, and then Ingrid, you can finish this part. The festival is already underway, right?
It starts officially tomorrow.
Oh, officially tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yes.
So folks still have time to, you know, sign up or whatever, or get the schedule, or make a decision of where they're going to be and go. They have a little bit of time left. And Ingrid, could you tell folks what, just in a nutshell, what, you know, some of the highlights of this year's festival are, film festival are?
Absolutely. So we've got our opening night film, and the opening night film is called Black and Blue, and it stars Tyrese. I'm going with the men first, because Tyrese and Mike Coulter and Naomi Harris. Mm-hmm. And it's not even out in theaters yet. It comes out in a couple weeks in theaters. So that's our opening night film.
Mm-hmm.
And then we move into our center stage film, which is called Foster Boy, which is a very emotional picture about African-American children in the foster care system.
Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal is the executive producer on that. Shane McGee, who is a new young actor, but he's also on several TV shows on CBS right now. And I think he's just getting ready to do a picture with Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
But he will be here as well. So Foster Boy is really amazing film that's happening on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Tracy Twinkie Bird, who will be here, along with Woody McClain and Gabrielle Dennis, who played Bobby and Whitney in the New Edition story and the Bobby Brown story.
Hmm.
They'll be here. Tracy is a celebrity casting agent. She casted Southside with You, about the Barack and Michelle Obama. She casted Fruitvale Station. So she's got a heavy, heavy list of things. She's one of the people that helped discover Tyrese. So I can't even begin to get into her list, but they'll be here and they'll be doing a panel as well. There's so many industry executives here. We've got people from Lifetime,
mm-hmm.
Urban Movie Channel, ESPN, and these are people that are looking for content.
Wow.
You know, they're looking for people to give people an opportunity, you know, if you've got your stuff together.
Right.
And then, of course, we've got David White here, who is the National Executive Director of SAG-AFTRA. He's an African-American Rhodes Scholar,
uh-huh.
Who has never been to this area, and everybody's extreme. It's a huge honor to have him here because he is, you know, he's the man over SAG-AFTRA for all actors, actresses, union people that are in the business. This is the man that globally that is sitting at the top of the helm. So to get him here was a big feat and a huge honor.
Oh, definitely,
and,
definitely.
Absolutely. We're having a filmmaker's breakfast for that.
Now, where's all the main stuff going on at here?
So we'll be at Watkins College is the headquarters. We'll be at Belmont University for the big screening.
Okay.
And then the breakfast will be at Shamblin Theater at David Lipscomb University.
Okay.
And then the last quick highlight I want to give you, well, two quick highlights I want to give you, now I'll go really fast on this, is we have a story about a young man who is the running back coach for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
He found his father. And it turned out that his father, is here after all these years, who is Sherman Smith of the Tennessee Titans.
Mm.
And they didn't know it.
Wow.
So, yeah. So,
isn't that beautiful?
ESPN.
I love
that. Yeah, it's a bone-chilling, goosebump-type story.
Mm.
So they will be in the house, and ESPN will be here to help tell that story.
Now, what's your website for the schedule?
Yes, it's ibffevents.com.
ibffevents.com. Now, we'll be talking back with you ladies during the Radiothon this weekend, right?
Yes.
Okay, super. Because, yes. You know, we always look forward to having you come by and stuff.
We'll be making our pledge.
Oh, amen.
We'll be making our pledge.
Amen. We don't do pledges. We want donations.
Donations.
Yeah, bring it to the storehouse. And and it's been a blessing to be able to be here and support your event while you support ours. And that's the spirit.
Yes.
That's the spirit.
Right.
Yes.
Right. We cherish you and thank you
for being here. Thank you.
You are a platform for all of Nashville.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And you are as well. And I hope the community goes to that website and goes to those events and supports the 14th International Black Film Festival that starts tomorrow. Ladies, I'll talk to you this weekend at the Radiothon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was Hazel Joyner-Smith and her daughter Ingrid. And, you know, we've been doing this thing with their promotions back and forth. And see, that's the spirit I want to have, y'all. I want, you know, I love your fundraisers and what you're doing, but you should want me to survive here, this station to survive as well. If I could get a lot of my nonprofits and my faith-basters to think like that, our work wouldn't have to be half as hard as it is. But that is 14 years of us giving them love, them giving us love, and understanding each other's place. Now, having said the Sunday sermon in advance, it's time to pass the plate. No, I'm just playing. Chuck, my man.
Hey, girl.
How are you? You know, this is a big, important time this weekend. You know, it's the Radiothon, and I get excited.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I get excited, Chuck. Yeah, because, you know, we're going to have all the people in and, you know, all this excitement and stuff, you know. And one of these days you're going to have to come down.
I know, I know. I love it when I'm watching movies and they mention Fisk University, like The Great Debaters with Denzel. I was watching that the other day. It's an old movie.
Yeah.
And they mention that. And well, I don't know, I get excited.
Well, let me tell you, they did more than mention it. They came here and did the research. And our librarians and staff assisted them with with the information about that time period and some of the things in it. So it wasn't just a mention. They used that library on the campus, the John Hope Franklin and Aretha Franklin Library, to do research for that particular movie. Didn't know that, did you?
Oh. No, I did not know that. I know that's an Oprah movie. She had something to do with it. I remember that.
Oprah ain't had nothing to do with that. It was the
you didn't
know the ladies contacted somebody from the film contacted.
Oh, okay.
Them. Yeah, that's how we do it.
And, I thought that was one of her movies. I'm sorry.
Well, it might have been, but they're the ones that people, because a lot of people know, that there's a lot that is in over there in the library in terms of history. Because, we're talking 1866. Oprah wasn't born in 1866. I'm just saying. But anyway, Chuck, maybe one day you can come to a Radiothon for real.
Okay. All right. I'll do it.
Okay, because you can meet your fans.
Yeah. All three of them.
They can be like, is that you? Yeah, that's him. That's Chuck. That's the man with the helicopter hovering all over Nashville. That's him. Anyway, Commander Chuck, well, how's it looking for us this afternoon?
Thanks, Sharon. We've been staring at this wreck here for a while, maybe 30 minutes or so, and everybody else stares at it as they drive by. And I'm talking about this one on 40 eastbound. We're still looking at it right now here as you head out towards the airport. They did manage to get everybody over to the side. They got one more vehicle to move here on 40 east between Fessler's and the airport. 65 north before you get to Vietnam Vets. That one was up there long enough to slow it down through Madison right now. Yes, it's picking up on the South Loop, the West Loop, trying to scramble out of downtown. We got a crash out in Smyrna. It's been there for a bit. It's going to remain out there. It's involving a truck on Jefferson Pike at 840. That's been completely shut down. This traffic report is brought to you by Smashville Moving Company. That number is 584-4954. They're online at smashvillemovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
Support for WFSK comes from the Center for Research on Men's Health at Vanderbilt University, now recruiting African-American men ages 35 to 54 for a weight loss program called TaylorMade Solutions for Your Health. TaylorMade was designed by, with, and for African-American men in Nashville to reach and maintain a healthy weight. Reaching and maintaining a healthy weight is one of the best ways for men to reduce their risk for heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers, and to have more energy to do things they care about. For more information, please email the TaylorMade team at taylormade@vanderbilt.edu or dial #250 and use the keyword TaylorMade.
On the next Jazz Night in America, pianist Harold Mayburn on growing up in Memphis and his honor code of being a sideman. And we'll talk about that secret language within the language of jazz. I'm talking about quoting. I'm Christian McBride, and that's on the next Jazz Night in America. Catch Jazz Night in America every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. and Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. here at listener-supported Jazzy 88.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, to Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. And, of course, as I tell you, and I totally mean it, mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And we've gotten our news straight and directly from the community. We got our traffic report. We got the chitter chatter. Let me just remind you that What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Also brought to you by Nashville General Hospital at Meharry. We thank you so very much for supporting What's the 411. Now, whenever I see pounds and inches and reduction, that's got my interest. And so I was happy to hear that the guest is going to share some information with us on the show today for helping you with a successful detox program. Let me welcome Doctor of Chiropractic, Dr. Donna Perillo. Hey, Donna, how are you?
I'm good, Sharon. Thank you for having me back again. Excited to be here.
Well, you know, I think, because if I haven't interviewed everybody and their cousin, I don't know. But I just feel like I know I talked to her, wasn't about 2 or 3 years ago.
I'm not exactly sure, but I love Nashville. I was there earlier in the year for a seminar. I'm going to be back there in January for a seminar. I'm a musician, and I went to a jazz college. So, you know, this is fun. This is a lot of fun.
Well, I just feel like at some point in time I just remember having you on. It's been a couple of years ago, so I'm not surprised. Anyway, how have you been?
Oh, I'm doing good, really good. How are you doing?
Busy.
Sounds great.
Oh, I'm just staying just as busy and youthful as always. So.
Well, that keeps you young, that's for sure.
Oh, it does. It does. I don't. Sure. You know, I have a birthday coming next week, and I don't dwell on the fact of the age, the number. I don't deal with the number. And you know, people do that sit there and they'll say, "Oh, my back hurts, my toes, my knees." I'm just moving on. I'm just keeping it going. And, you know, I feel good, and I'm going to work and move around as long as I feel good.
Yeah, well, happy birthday, and, you know, movement is life.
That's right.
That's my motto.
That's
just
right.
Just keep moving as long as you're moving.
Absolutely. Well, it's not official until next Wednesday, but I'm celebrating today because in the quiet of the comfort of my office. You know, I'm getting ready to go into the station is going to a very busy fundraiser. And I won't have time to dwell on it because I'll be so tired when it's over. Now, you are a creator of Arthrosize for low back and neck pain. Decrease stress and anxiety in 21 days. And the Habits of Healing podcast. So you're quite busy with the various ways of informing people about successful detox. I hear people talk about detox, and I'm not sure if they're all talking about the same thing, Dr. Donna. So can you define from your chiropractic area what you mean by detox?
Well, we are bombarded with toxins from in utero, actually, and we breathe them, we eat them, we drink them, we come in contact with them, and we don't really ever have a way, like our body tries to rid them, but we don't really have a way to combat mm-hmm. how much pollution there is right now. And I'm sure you've seen some of the headlines about the phthalates and the plastic mm-hmm. and what it's doing to wildlife. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what you don't read so much is what it's doing to human beings. And, you know, there are epigenetic tests that actually can tell you what gene is causing cancer mm-hmm. and what particular toxin is causing cancer. Mm-hmm. And, yes, and I've seen the tests. I've read the test, and it's pretty incredible. And so I became very interested. I've always been interested in doing different fasts or different detoxing. And from way back when I was younger, because I always had really bad allergies and asthma, and I got introduced to a healer who has passed away. Hmm. And a lot of people still know her. Her name is Hannah Kroger. She was over in Boulder, Colorado. And you know, she was big into cleansing. And so most people think of detox, they think, okay, alcoholics or drug addicts, which, of course, they have accumulated a lot of toxins from medications and drugs and whatever. Mm-hmm. But the body doesn't really know the difference between a prescription drug and a street drug. Mm. It's still a toxin. The body doesn't say, oh, okay, well, this is, you're taking this for your, mm-hmm. you know, high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. So you have to kind of help the body be more efficient. So the thing about toxins is, there are a lot of things about the toxins, and depending on which toxins you're talking about. But one of the main things that toxins do is they interfere with the chemical reactions that the body should be taking, mm. so it affects the efficiency of the body. Mm. So a lot of people complain of fatigue. It also, so when it's affecting some of that, some specific toxins can affect the thyroid gland. So what does the thyroid gland do, right? Your metabolism. Mm-hmm. So if your metabolism slows down, you could eat nothing and still not lose weight. Hmm. And that's another, you know, and that's another whole topic of, besides detoxing, mm-hmm. that's really the first step of everything, really, is to get your gut clean hmm. and healthy and to get the toxins, start getting the toxins out of your body. I don't think you can ever get all of them mm-hmm. because we're, like your face cream
yeah.
has things in it, all the cleaning products, and you know, everybody knows about Roundup now.
Yeah.
And everything.
Yeah.
So when you detox, and there's several different ways to detox, and it really depends on the person. It isn't a one size fits all. And you know, if you have a 250-pound man and you have a 120-pound woman, they obviously need different programs from one another. And then if somebody is diabetic versus somebody is going to do a colon cleanse or a hepatic mm-hmm. cleanse, which is liver cleanse, so it really just depends. If somebody has autoimmune or mm-hmm. fibromyalgia, we like to really customize what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And when they do a detox, we also like to sort of at an elimination diet, so we can see if any of the foods that they're eating are interfering or causing a reaction.
Now, as Dr. Perillo is also owner and director of the Chiropractic Healing Center of New Jersey, which is a wellness center incorporating chiropractic, physical therapy, acupuncture, and a lot, nutrition, etc. When I think of a chiropractor, I do not think of detox, okay? So, I mean, you know, just I hate to break it down like that, but
yep.
I'm like, okay, how does this connect? I don't get it. Because I was thinking my bones getting cracked and stuff. And but you kind of added another layer because the nutrition has a lot to do with every one of these areas that that you know you have expertise in, and then you the stress management and you know all this other. I mean, I was like, okay, well, this is beginning to make a little bit of sense, because I just was like, chiropractic and detox. Okay.
Well, you know, that's the thing is most people don't realize what chiropractic is because we're really sold for pain management.
Uh-huh.
And but really, when we're adjusting patients, we're really trying to remove the interference between the brain and the different parts of the body, the different organs, the different muscles, the endocrine system. And the body has a system of communication. And if there's a misalignment or a decrease in blood flow or lymph flow or nerve flow, it affects that efficiency. And I, you know, I never realized that either. I accidentally went to a chiropractor for back in neck pain, and he started talking. He did blood work. He did nutrition. And he helped with allergies and asthma. And I was like, wow. You know, I did 17 years of allergy shots and drugs. And I didn't get any better. And I, within a year, he helped me. So, you know, lifestyle is huge.
Yes.
It's just huge. And we, you know, as chiropractors, we just say, you know, it's the chiropractic lifestyle. We get adjusted, we try to eat well, we exercise, we try to meditate, we try to do yoga. You know, it's just what we do.
Yeah, yeah. Now, hold on to that thought. Hold on a second, because we need to take a time out. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Donna Perillo on the subject of the chiropractic and the detox and losing pounds and inches. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Lady, I'm not the only one. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, Lord, losing pounds and inches. If you have a question or comment, 615-329-8810. 615-329-8810. Let's take a timeout, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Good afternoon. Watching traffic build here on the South Loop, the West Loop, 40 East out there around the airport before you get to Briley on that crash. They're trying to hurry and clear Main Street at Rivergate Parkway. That's a crash in Goodlettsville, getting some attention. Earlier, a truck flipped out in Smyrna there at Jefferson Pike at 840. And from the looks of it, it's going to be out there for quite a while. This traffic report brought to you by Prince's Hot Chicken, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This weekend is the first weekend of October, and on Blue Slime in the City this weekend...
It's like I don't even exist.
Yeah, we got BB's daughter, Claudette King. What is she talking about? Listen to her this weekend. She has the Fast Track Blues Soundbite. Of course, we'll play the absolute best in blues and Southern soul. Join me, Arjun Bailey, the happiest man in America, for Blues Time in the City this weekend, right here. Catch Blues Time in the City Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All righty, Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK, historic Fisk University. And this hour, we are hearing about... the ability to be able to lose pounds and inches on a successful detox program, and can you do it? And what it is, with Donna Perillo. She's a doctor of chiropractic in New Jersey. You know, I meant to ask you, where in New Jersey? I know that that's where you are. What city?
Yeah. I am in Pompton Plains, New Jersey, so I am probably a half hour from the George Washington Bridge.
Oh, okay. All right. And are you all experiencing this heat wave like we are here?
Oh, my God. I think it broke a record. I think 93 was the highest ever in Newark and for the month of October. But today it's 91, and I think it's the highest for this particular date.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same here for us. So climate change. Well, what's that? You know, y'all are crazy. You people are crazy. Yeah, right. Okay, yeah, all right. It's October 2nd, and it's supposed to be 100 degrees. I mean, okay, yeah. Anyway, and how much does that type of out-of-balance weather thing, like it is now, because our minds and some of our trees and grass and birds are confused. How confused does that make our bodies?
Yeah, you know, actually, that's a really good question. And our bodies have to stay at a certain temperature within a certain range or we die. Everybody knows that. And so when it's really hot or it's really cold, it's a little bit more stress on the body to maintain what we call homeostasis, meaning that everything, you keep that same body temperature so that everything could work effectively in the way it should. The thing that happens a lot of times is if the body is too warm or too cold, it destroys some of the enzymes that are needed for some of the chemical reactions in the body.
So that would block healing, or could block, or could change your stress level or something of that nature?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It definitely adds a little bit of stress to your physiology, for sure. And, you know, stress, it's interesting because I'm actually writing a book right now, particularly for women that have that are over the age of 45 or 50. It's not necessarily about menopause, but it's really about the dreams and hopes that people have as they're aging and what are their challenges and frustrations of what they're doing. And weight loss seems to be number one. And also is stress and anxiety. And one of the things when you're stressed is that your cortisol levels increase. And when that happens, it sets off a cascade of hormones and neurotransmitters, which are chemicals the brain makes. And it can affect your mood. It can affect your ability to focus. So I've done a lot of research on Alzheimer's because my mom had it, and I could never figure out, well, she didn't seem to have any of the risks, but one of the big risks of that is sugar, although she never had high really high glucose, but she liked to eat those candies. But the other thing are heavy metals, because she worked with dyes, and most dyes have metals in them. Mm. So most of our makeups have metal in them. Because patients come in, I do hair analysis on some patients, and that will give me levels of heavy metals in their body and then ratios and how that could be affecting them. And so with my mom, she had heavy aluminum, heavy mercury. I had a gentleman who was at the 9/11 helping, and he was a National Guard. He had high antimony. And I come to find out that antimony is in a lot of the fire equipment that the firemen use. And, yeah, it's so fascinating to me how you don't realize how you're exposed to all of these. You have no idea. So when people come in and I say to them, well, you have high arsenic, and they, how could I get that? And you see it a lot in children, because there's arsenic in chicken. Apple juice, rice, and so what do the kids like, right? They love their little chicken McNuggets or their chicken, sure fried do. Chickens, and the apple juice. And so you see that in a lot of the kids. It's really quite amazing, and so when they're younger, their immune systems aren't even developed yet, so they can have all kinds of reactions. And as adults, a lot of these toxins can affect the thyroid. And it's interesting, because I've been interviewing women to find out, you know, what it is, what are their biggest challenges, and what would really help them. And I would say at least half of them have thyroid issues.
Well, yeah. Now run that by me one more time, because I know some people with that as well. And are taking medication to control it.
Yeah.
Now say that again.
So when the toxins in your body can affect your thyroid gland. So it really depends on genetics and your environment. So we're starting to learn that if you have a gene, you don't necessarily have to get what that problem is or condition is. However, it's the environment that will trigger that. So it could be the mental emotional stress you're under, or it could be the toxic environment that you're in, or it could be the physical stress, the physical trauma, people who've had traumas, post-traumatic stress syndrome. And they actually show how the brain changes. And so if the brain can't communicate properly with the rest of the body, the hormonal system, then there are issues. And because our American diet is so high in carbohydrates and sugar, a lot of people become insulin resistant, and it starts to create inflammation. And so you start to look at it, and you start to realize that the food we eat and the thoughts that we have create a lot of stress. And if we can try to adapt, that's why I like the habits of healing, because if we could just start taking some of our bad habits and create and replace it with a healthy habit and do it a little bit at a time. Sometimes it's overwhelming for people. It's very interesting. I get people that come in the office that have no idea about health. I look at their diet, they think they're eating well, and there's not a fruit or vegetable on their diet. And then I get people that come in, they've already been all over. They've already had all kinds of tests, and they're not celiac. But when we put them on a detox and take away some of the products that can affect that, they notice a change. And they could see a difference when they're put back on that product.
Now, speaking of the hair analysis thing, I think that's very interesting, because as you were describing that and the different people that you had analyzed the hair and stuff, I was wondering about what impact would tattoos and the ink and stuff, is that having on, you know, because that's, you know, everybody loves to be tatted all up. But, I mean, is that, is there toxin in, does that get into your system, or is it just harmless?
I would think that I am definitely not an expert on tattoos. I would never have one because I know how much is how toxic it is.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine that it wouldn't slowly leach.
Yeah.
It's sort of like dental amalgam. You have the silver in your mouth, and that can leach by, it can leach with heat, and it can leach with pressure. So, because I've had this discussion with several dentists, and they're like, well, yeah, but that, you know, as long as it, you know, there's not heat and, you know, and pressure. And I go, well, you, when you chew, there's pressure. And if you eat, drink something hot, or you eat something hot, there's heat. How could not some of it leach out?
Yeah.
So when you do these hair analysis, it's really very interesting. You know what was really interesting once is I had a family who had high level, I want to say uranium, or I forget exactly what it was,
mm-hmm.
and even the kids, and they had newborns. And so what they did is they called in a company, and it wound up that their house was used to be an old coal mine.
Wow.
So they had to do, they, I don't know, cost them quite a bit of money because mm-hmm. they had to kind of get rid of that, but you wouldn't know unless you tested your water what's in it. And
right.
and we all know that, in fact, in my particular town that I live in now, there's an issue with the water. I've been using a reverse osmosis system for probably 30 years. Everybody thought I was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But the toxins, you know, because my dad used to go, well, the government wouldn't let that happen. And we all know from looking at Flint that, well, mm-hmm. it did happen.
Yeah, yeah, it did. It sure did.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes we have to just take our own health into our hands. And, you know, we can't control everything, but certain things we can control.
Well, not only did they it happen, they're the ones that led the train. So, when, you know, that was when the system turned on the people for sure. Now, what does a cleanse consist of?
What does what consist of?
Yeah, what I mean, what do you have to do? Is it like
the detox?
It's like an enema. Is it like that?
No. Well, there are cleanses where you do that.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of different cleanses.
Yeah.
And fasts and all that. But in the office, you know, I am very mellow with it because mm-hmm. most people really don't have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we start eliminating certain food groups, and that are probably and try to get it down to where maybe they're doing protein shakes for a day or two, and just, or if they're diabetic, I don't really want them to totally fast, so mm-hmm. they'll still eat, but not a lot of food, and very light and clean food.
Mm-hmm.
So we eliminate we eliminate anything that's processed. We'll eliminate your top allergens, which are wheat, chocolate, soy, corn. Most of these products are genetically modified, so we want to get all of that out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, genetically modified food, people say, well, what's the big deal? Well, because they put a gene in there that your body has never recognized as a food. And so your immune system looks at it and says, oh, this is foreign, and it creates an antibody-antigen reaction,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
which creates inflammation. And so if your immune system is weak to begin with, it's going to affect you. And again, those types of foods can affect people in different ways,
mm-hmm.
depending on genetics and stresses and all sorts of things.
Well, but you know, I was talking to somebody about this earlier. There's really nothing you can eat anymore that doesn't have something in it. I mean, you know, even if if you grow it yourself, the ground has got all kind of, you know, things that fall from, you know, wherever. So, I mean, there's like almost nothing you can have, but, and water's probably got some kind of toxin in it too.
Exactly, because almost everything is plastic. Mm-hmm. Even you go to the store, you buy organic vegetables, mm-hmm. they're packaged in plastic. Mm-hmm. So that's why the need for detoxing. And I'm working on several programs with different lengths, but I'm working on a 7-day detox for people, and that will probably be available in the next month or so on my website.
Okay.
And, you know, pretty affordable to do.
What's your website?
My website is Dr. Perillo, my last name, Perillo.
Okay.
.com.
You got all kinds of stuff on there, too. And now I remember when it was I had you on.
Oh, you do?
You did some research or something on Text Neck.
Oh, okay.
Remember?
Yeah. Well, you know, I like to write. So I write a lot of blogs, and I research a lot, and, you know, my biggest thing is trying to get what I know into the hands of people that'll be useful for them and educate them.
Yeah. See, I knew that I had talked to you before. I know who's who and what's what. And
there you go.
I'm like, I done talked to this lady before. Anyway, Dr. Perillo, it's good to reconnect with you. And this was good information. I'm going to go up. Your website's got so much. It really does.
Yeah, my podcasts are on there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be adding a lot more.
Okay.
I love to write. I'll be writing more music.
Okay.
And I'm going to be in your territory in January. I'm looking forward to it. I love it.
Then you're going to have to, one of these days, get with me. I mean, seriously, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't come to Nashville and I interview you and you're here and you don't say, "Hello, Sharon, I'm here."
I will. I'll definitely. I'll give a call and say, "Where are you?"
Okay. Listen, I thank you so much, Dr. Perillo. And I'll be in touch and keep me posted on your January trip to Nashville.
I will, absolutely. And you have a great birthday.
Thank you. Okay.
Happy and healthy. All right. You take care. Thank you again.
Bye-bye. That was Dr. Bye-bye. Donna Perillo in New Jersey at the her chiropractic center there. And we got our quick news really quick, and then we've got our community news on the other side. And we'll be hearing from Dr. Harris. We'll be giving us some information and some community news from the American Baptist College. We're going to get that after the newscast, and then we'll start the 5 o'clock hour. So don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.